"Mr. Zachariah," the captain thundered, "open the gate."
Zachariah gazed at the captain. Slowly, he shook his head. For a moment, the two merely looked at one another. Then the captain turned to me.
"Miss Doyle, open the gate."
I stared at him in shocked disbelief.
"Miss Doyle!"
he now screamed in a livid rage. "Sir," I stammered.
"Open the gate."
"I can't." Abruptly, the captain himself marched down the steps, pistols in hand. When he approached the railing, he tucked one gun under his arm and quickly unlatched the gate so that it stood gaping above the sea.
"Mr. Hollybrass," he snapped.
Mr. Hollybrass, sweat running down his hot red face, pulled the body close, but then he paused and offered a look of appeal to Captain Jaggery. The captain spat at Cranick's body.
"Over,"
he insisted. The first mate pushed the body through the gate opening. There was a splash. My stomach turned. I saw some of the sailors wince. The captain spoke again.
"Mr. Cranick was not a part of this ship," he said. "His coming and going have nothing to do with us. They shall not even be entered in the log. Beyond all that, you should know you are a very poor set of curs. It took only this girl," he nodded up to me, "to unmask you."
Sullen eyes turned toward me. Ashamed, I looked away, trying to stifle my tears.
"As for the rest," the captain continued, "I ask only that one of you, your second in command, if you have one, come forward and take his punishment. Then the voyage shall go on as before. Who shall it be?"
When no one spoke, the captain turned to me.
"Miss Doyle, as our lady, I'll give you the privilege. Which one of these men shall you choose?"
I gazed at him in horrified astonishment.
"Yes, you. Since it was you who uncovered this despicable plot, I give you the honor of ending it. Whom shall you pick to set an example?"
I could only shake my head.
"Come, come, not so shy. You must have some favorite."
"Please, sir," I whispered. I gazed down on the crew, looking now like so many broken animals. "I don't want—"
"If you are too soft, I shall choose."
"Captain Jaggery," I attempted to plead. He contemplated the men. Then he said,
"Mr. Zachariah, step forward."